2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Winding through the trails at Thanksgiving Point and near the waterfalls at Ashton Gardens is this beautiful, shady, secluded spot that's going to mean so much more to many people in the years to come.
So before we plant this,
on a recent Wednesday, American Fork High School marketing students and football team members all came with shovels in hand to plant new trees and lay down mulch.
Today, this is kind of a really special day because it's the first time we've actually gotten things moving with this project. It's been in the works for a couple of years.
It's good to finally get this project underway because we've been thinking about it for so long.
Lily Miller and Will Matheson are part of DECA, the student marketing club at American Fork High. Their teacher is Mr. Barnum.
Barnum, from the beginning, has been, this is going to be a student-led project, let's go to work. We're a bunch of high schoolers, it's very easy to be like, that's wrong, you got to do this instead. But he's let us make our own mistakes, he's let us grow as we're doing this project. We've really felt an ownership and just a connection to this place.
They wanted to create a place that could be a natural way for people to find healing and peace.
We have our community circle, which will allow areas for groups to meet, for individuals or families, just to kind of enjoy each other's company in nature.
Oftentimes nature is what really connects you back to just feeling calm. And we wanted to make this so people could have a place to go to reset, to recharge their batteries.
Thanksgiving Point Horticulture Coordinator Sarah Allred was proud of the fast work by these students and football players behind her.
One, two, three, trees!
They are just working so fast. If we have to come out here and do these, you know, with our small crews, it takes a really long time. They busted out these trees, and honestly, the football guys came in like 30 minutes. We've had neat opportunities to talk about how to plant trees properly. Hopefully they take it back home, and then I've listened to them teach each other how to do it better, so I love that component of it too.
They have more fundraising to do and are applying for grants.
This is just kind of phase one of a phase three project, and every year we hope to add more plants, more space, more paths, more benches, things like that.
Then a generous contribution from 97th Floor made this first phase possible. It's going to be a couple years before this thing is fully up and running, but we're really excited to get this underway.
If they get to come in here, it'll be kind of separated from the rest of the garden. Hopefully all the trees and shrubs will grow in, still hear the water, and then you can just have some moments of reflection.
We believe that a healthy community stems with the individual first, and so what we're doing is we're healing the community starting with one person.
They call it a great opportunity to help the community, give back to the community, and have this be a part of their future and everyone else as well. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.